I'm so glad you could join me for 5x5. 5x5 is a 5-minute, 5-thought podcast where I share moments of clarity in being human. There are tiny moments all around us every single day where humans and life collide. These are those moments. Every week, I will share with you 5 thoughts in 5 minutes on the things that have made me reflect on being human. Here's my top 5 for this week. Moment 1. Don't back out too early. Keep going. As you get braver, so do others. On this year-long journey into a new growth point in my life, I've realised that when you start, there aren't a lot of people willing to cheerlead you unless they get it. Those people who do will be your all. Silently, they will be your sounding boards, encouragers, belief givers, and your comfort. But even some of those heartfelt team members will do it behind closed doors. Why? Because as you get braver, so do they. The more they see what's possible, what's authentic, what's stable and reliable, they will begin to come forward with you. It's part of the human conditioning. So many things come and go, so many dreams are talked about but not actioned. So when they see someone doing it, they hesitate. My learning, don't stop. Don't back out too early. So many times I could have stopped. The long hours, the early mornings, the frustration, the doubt, the confusion. At any one of those moments, I could have sat it all down at my feet and walked away, and I would have given up too soon. There were people watching and cheerleading from the sidelines. There were people reading and nodding and thinking, me too. There were people taking notes. And when I look back now, I realised I'm not just one step closer, I'm many steps closer. Even though sometimes it doesn't feel like I've accomplished enough, I now understand that when I get braver, so do others. Moment 2. Meeting new people equals new experiences. This week, I woke up one morning with a glowing anticipation. I knew I was going to be introduced to someone new, a new human. And for some reason, it had only truly occurred to me on this morning what that all meant. I found myself looking so forward to it. How fascinating is it, truly, that every human and every person that crosses our path is completely different. Different beliefs, different mannerisms, different stories. And sometimes we click and sometimes we don't. I have no idea if it's COVID or just the new me, but I was so excited to meet another human that would add a layer of dimension, curiosity, difference, and growth in my life. Even the people we don't click with help us to stand more firmly in who is similar to our tribe and who isn't. Contrast, as Abraham Hicks would say, is just as important. I wonder if you meet someone new this week, could you truly appreciate them for who they are and what they offer there and then, rather than try to get this idea of whether they are your person or not? Moment 3. Impact is, it is not. Impact is in the experience. It's in the learning. There is no substitute for hard work, is what Thomas Edison said. And I can assure him that even in this new age, he is still right. I've thought a lot about my view of success and impact and how it has changed. And I can tell you that in this world, it may be justified within a label, but the truth is, impact can only come in the doing, in the understanding, and because you've engaged with it. Impact is not only trapped in the list of things you can rattle off, or a number. Can you describe it, explain it, show it, share it, link it, teach it? This is only possible when we ourselves get in the mud. Conject, predict, test, prove, test some more. Impact is being a model of experience. From learning to drive through to a successful entrepreneur, we can only have impact from trying and failing and learning and knowing why we failed and starting all over again. Maybe for right now, that's simply getting through each day. Maybe it's learning to be alone again. You cannot get success from reading all the books and hearing all the things. What I know for sure is that you need to be in it, part of it and it a part of you. Impact is in all the little pieces you gathered on the path to make the whole. The bravery, the guts, the grit. It's all that happens before you reach the pinnacle. Moment 4. Imagine a world so perfect that in the right moment, at the right time, things come to life. Okay, so I was in an extremely good mood this week. I managed to resist resistance to all the things not going the way I wanted. I kept my focus, I used my days perfectly. I gave, I played, I set a new goal. And all of this culminated into one big epiphany. One morning, I opened my back door and heard the birds chirping. I also saw a whole lot of fresh new flowers on my passion fruit vine. I have quite the cultivation of plants in my backyard, and the passion fruit vine is one of a few who have survived my severe neglect this year. But never mind, right now we're discussing the positives. These flowers had me a little awestruck. I realised they were waiting for the rain, the right time in the right moment, before they could come out, and then they wait for the right moment and the right time with the perfect conditions, and all those flowers turn to fruit. Imagine that. Imagine living in a world that perfect, that life continues to be created at just the right time. Moment 5, knowing your why. A number of years ago, I read a quote by Danielle Laporte. It said, "Become clear on why you're chasing what you're chasing." I needed that, and I truly believed that it is this clarity, this refinement, this unravelling that has shifted so much of my life. All the digging through what I was chasing, who for, why. I could tell you my what, I could tell you the who. I didn't know the why. And you know why? Because it wasn't for me. The what wasn't for me, the who wasn't me, and that meant the why couldn't be found. For the first time I recognised that I didn't have a why. It had always been for everyone else, or an ideal I was chasing, a way I thought I had to be. But the why matters. The why is what everything else clings to, balances from and connects with. The why is what you find comfort in and knowing when it's not going to plan. It's what you fall back into and to find enough energy and attempt the 57th try. The why matters. It really matters. And so I'm wondering, if you're feeling stuck or still or confused, are you clear on why you're chasing what you're chasing? Do you know your why? Find it. It will literally create a world of difference. Thanks for listening to 5x5. Reach out and let me know about the thoughts, feelings and knowings that this has brought you. You can reach me on Facebook at Erin Minogue Author or on Instagram at Erin Minogue Soul Awakener. If you connect with me by signing up to my weekly newsletter, I will send you my free resource on the thought leaders, TED Talks, and videos that changed my life.